This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Jim Witt, the meteorologist from theweatherwiz.com, is here every week to tell us about the weather. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Hi, everybody. Last week, of course, we talked about rain versus snow situations. The exact structure of the atmosphere was extremely important. Where was the cold air located? How deep was the cold air? Well, today I'm going to discuss one more important concern that all meteorologists have when forecasting rain versus snow, the storm track. The exact movement of the storm, as well as the locations of other pressure systems, are important factors in determining which form of precipitation will fall. In essence, these rules apply for all areas of the country. Storms traveling over or to the west of a certain location usually brings rain to that area. Storms traveling just east or south of an area are potential snow dumpers, and storms too far to the east usually pose no threat of heavy snow. Several examples will illustrate these rules. In each of these cases, a storm develops along the Carolina coast and moves along the east coast. In case A, the developing storm begins moving northward. In the New York City area, winds will become easterly and increase in speed. During the winter season, coastal waters are relatively warm. As a result, winds blowing from these waters will have a warming effect on the lower atmosphere along the immediate coastline. In this case, rain or snow will begin in New York City, depending on the present temperature conditions. But as the storm draws closer to the city, winds in New York City will be from the southeast. This brings in warmer air. Now, if the precipitation from the storm did begin as snow, it would quickly change to rain as the center of the storm passes to the west of the city. Even if the surface temperature was minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, if the storm passes to the west of the area, the precipitation will change to rain. Now, in the second case, the Carolina storm passes directly over New York City. Again, as in case A, snow or rain may fall at the beginning of the storm, but as the storm approaches, the precipitation will change to all rain. This is because, once again, the warming effect of the easterly winds and the fact that the storm center itself is composed primarily of warm air. In the third case, case C, the Carolina storm moves northeastward along the coast, not northward. Precipitation generally starts in the form of snow as northeasterly surface winds pump cold enough air into the New York City area. As the storm reaches a point, let's say just off the Jersey coast, the northeasterly winds continue, and so does the snow. It is at this point the snowfall often becomes heavy in the New York City area, since moisture is usually most abundant just in advance of the center of the storm. When the storm reaches a point east of Cape Cod, the winds start backing into the northwest in New York City. The northerly component pulls down colder, but drier air becomes more entrenched. The steady snow ends. Later, when a more westerly component strengthens, the drying air continues and the sky begins to clear. This track, just off the Jersey, New York City, New England coast, is the storm track for heavy snow in New York City. The ideal track, the nor'easter. And finally, in case D, the storm system and its precipitation pass too far to the east of New York City. In other words, it goes out to sea. Northwesterly winds pull cold, dry air into the area. There may be a few snow flurries around, but that would be the worst of it. So, summing it up, for most locations in the U.S., storm centers passing to the north or west generally eventually bring rain. Storm centers passing directly over your area also bring rain. It's the storm centers passing just to your east or south that have the greatest potential of bringing snow to your region. In fact, could be heavy snow. Storm centers passing well to the east of the area will bring dry but cold weather. Stay tuned. After fronts and storms, I'm going to begin forecasting month by month future weather for all sections of the United States. Will it be hot, cold, dry, wet, and or snowy? And we're going to look at this summer, next autumn, and next winter. Stay tuned.
And with regular contributor, meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Be ready for an early South Dakota experience. 10 straight days of Sturgis fun is headed to a radio near you from July 30th through August 9th. We're going nationwide with rallies around the country today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Summer nationwide biker rallies, July 15th through 18th. Roar to the Shore, Erie, PA. Same weekend, Indiana Boogie in Springfield, and Kentucky Bike Rally in Little Sturgis. Weekend of the 23rd, Ohio's Wetzland Motorcycle Rally, along with Hog Wild, Ocean Shores, Washington. 29th through August 2nd is the end of the line for some Angus beef at the Testicle Festival in Clinton, Montana. The 10 days of Sturgis, earlier than ever, beginning Friday, July 30th. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. California resident Mike Plank was returning from Australia when he was stopped by customs officers at the Los Angeles airport. They found two large geckos, two monitor lizards, and 11 smaller lizards strapped with duct tape to Mike's body under his shirt. Well, Mike was arrested, but what was the charge? Also, what's the punishment for strapping 15 live lizards to your body? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Mike was charged with smuggling wildlife into the U.S. The court sentenced him to 1 month in jail for each lizard, so 15 months and a $2,000 fine. That's the final verdict.